This election, Absolute is reminding every American to prioritize voting over everything else. Yes, even drinking alcohol. So whatever you do, vote first, drink second. Remember, your vote has the power to shake or stir the election. Make it count. Absolute. Drink responsibly, vote responsibly.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, October 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In the final weeks before November's presidential election, Wall Street is trying to gauge which candidate is likely to win and which sectors would benefit from it. But the ever-shifting landscape of the campaign is making it hard for investors or anyone with a 401k to keep up. Even in more normal times, Wall Street's best guesses are off the mark.
A lot of long-term investors, people who advise clients, are trying to urge patience and caution and not making any rash decisions. Because if you'll remember back in 2016, immediately after Trump was elected, that election night, stock futures fell off a cliff. Then later that day and then the next day and beyond, investors cheered the prospect of tax cuts and deregulation, and then the market still went up.
Our markets reporter Amrit Ramkumar discusses where investors see growth in a win by former Vice President Joe Biden or re-election for President Trump, and factors other than the election that could shape markets going forward. That's after the break.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Nobody knows for sure who's going to win next month's presidential election, but Wall Street is hedging its bets either way. With market volatility on the rise, individual investors with savings and retirement accounts in the market should prepare for a bumpy ride. Our markets reporter Amrit Ramkumar joins me now to discuss what professional investors are doing ahead of Election Day. Hey, Amrit, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, we hear a lot about how polls aren't any kind of guarantee, if 2016 taught us anything. But are investors using poll data to place their bets?
Investors are using a lot of different data points to inform their opinions as we get closer to November. People are really worried about possible disruptions due to mail-in voting and counting the ballots and the result, or a contested outcome in the case of a presidential race. That's why a lot of people are betting on volatility using things like CBOE volatility index futures, or even other haven assets like gold or even some currencies. And yes, as polls have shown that Joe Biden's lead on Trump is increasing, they are ramping up their bets on a so-called blue wave, which could see Democrats also gain control of Congress. So that is showing up in certain sectors. But as you said, historically, what we've seen is that many of these bets can often be misguided or they can become too extreme. So in general, people are definitely bracing for some volatility in both directions.
So in what areas are investors seeing a Biden win would move share prices higher?
Some of the sectors we see the biggest bets being placed in are energy and kind of sectors that could be more regulated. So let me start with energy there. We've seen big bets on green energy companies and companies tied to renewables. So Tesla, Sunrun, NextEra Energy. The iShares Global Clean Energy ETF is up some 80%+ this year. So that's, again, an area where even if Biden wins and the Democrats gain control of Congress, you could see a bit of a pullback just because of how much that sector has risen already, if that makes sense. Like, a lot has been priced in about that. We've also seen private prison operators tumble on expectations of a Biden win because Trump's hardline stance on immigration and deportation has been a big driver for those companies, and Biden has proposed ending the federal government's use of these private prisons. Similarly, student loan servicers like Navient and SLM, they could be subject to more stringent regulations, and Biden has proposed canceling a lot of federal student debt outstanding. So these are some of the sectors that would be most directly impacted by policy choices. And on a broad scale, investors are also considering what would a higher corporate tax rate under a Biden proposal mean. Goldman Sachs estimates that would slice about 9% off S&P 500 corporate earnings, but at the same time, lower tariffs, more clarity on policies generally, and greater fiscal spending could actually boost the economy as well and help companies. So in general, a lot of investors are kind of taking the approach that they just want to get through November and hope that lower interest rates and improving economic activity boost markets.
And how about re-election for President Trump?
Yeah, so a lot of the sectors that are tied to President Trump, the so-called Trump bucket, if you will, are kind of anti-Biden bets to some degree. So again, the sectors that would be subject to more regulation under a Democratic administration, like those private prison operators or student loan servicers, they could benefit. Some traditional energy companies, Biden has proposed banning fracking on federal lands and waters. So some companies like EOG Resources and others in the energy sector that are tied to oil and natural gas production, they could benefit if Trump is reelected. But it's really honestly kind of unclear just because of how volatile these policies have been. Like, we saw a big bet on infrastructure spending, for example, shortly after Trump was elected in 2016. And the big infrastructure package that everyone expected still hasn't materialized. And here we are 4 years later. So some of these companies had surged on those expectations, and now they've come back a bit. And now they might pick up a bit as people bet that a Democratic administration and Democratic Congress could finally push through an infrastructure spending bill. So as you can see, there's definitely a lot of volatility in these bets.
Okay, but not all issues are cut and dry in terms of who wins in November. The healthcare sector, for one, comes to mind. The Supreme Court is going to vote on the Affordable Care Act next month. Seems like that could leave healthcare stocks hanging in the balance.
Yeah, healthcare is one of the really murky areas, I would say, for investors who aren't really sure which companies would benefit from a Biden win and this kind of public option he's proposing to add on to the Affordable Care Act. So there's definitely a lot of uncertainty lingering over the healthcare sector, which has actually held up okay this year during the pandemic and is kind of part of this stay-at-home trade. So it's also hard to parse out the broader economic and, in this case, virus forces that are driving moves in some of these stocks. So healthcare, tech, consumer staples, they've generally benefited. And some people ask about also like tech and higher regulation in a Biden or Democratic administration. It's kind of hard to kind of parse out some of those impacts. So people are really divided and unsure what could happen for the healthcare sector. So that's definitely an area to watch as well.
But investors don't always get this right, and that could be risky for regular people who, you know, try to follow along and put assets like their 401k on the line.
Yes, definitely. As I said before, a lot of long-term investors, people who advise clients, are trying to urge patience and caution and not making any rash decisions. Because if you'll remember back in 2016, immediately after Trump was elected, that election night, stock futures fell off a cliff. They fell some 5%. We saw a big move into haven assets because of Trump's like advocacy for tariffs and his general like unpredictable policy nature. But then later that day and then the next day and beyond, investors cheered the prospect of tax cuts and deregulation, and then the market still went up. And that's, again, a reminder that the broader macroeconomic backdrop with interest rates and where the economic cycle is going is often so much more important than any of these political questions.
Now, the presidential election is definitely consequential, but there are other current matters that give markets fits.
100%, and we're basically about to start the meat of third quarter earnings season, and people are really paying close attention to how those numbers come in, what if we get any guidance from these companies. A lot of companies haven't been able to give any guidance because of the pandemic, and again, the direction of interest rate policy and whether Congress can finally get some fiscal stimulus passed. We've seen bets on fiscal stimulus ebb and flow since July, and that's been a huge driver of markets, and that could honestly continue regardless of the election outcome. If the election outcome helps Congress and the White House finally get to a stimulus deal, then the markets would definitely cheer that, because everyone is saying that's badly needed with the economic recovery already showing some fissures here.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar. Amrith, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.